mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California, right above Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in the whole entire world. Hollywood and Vine is what that is. Here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com and /live if you want to hear this shit when it's happening. And just so you know, the Hollywood Hick comes out every Tuesday and Friday evening at 7 in the p.m. out here on the West Coast, 10 in the p.m. on the East Coast, wherever else you live. Do the math. I am not qualified to do it. So just work it out. Or if that's too much for you to figure out, you can download this trucker as a podcast from the iTunes, from the Crab Diving website. You can also get it on Stitcher. There's all kind of places. And it's not just a Hollywood Hick. You can get all the great Crab Diving programming on iTunes, on the Crab Diving Network, and on Stitcher. So I highly encourage y'all to do it, because these are some crazy, funny mother truckers on the Crab Diving Network. And I ain't just tooting my own horn, but occasionally I do toot my own horn. And just so you know, it's a little bit difficult to toot today, because this is going to be what is known as the hungover edition of the Hollywood Hick, because the Hollywood Hick might have tied one on last evening unintentionally. I did a show over on the west side of Los Angeles, I didn't really eat too much dinner on account of I didn't want to look fat on stage. And then I started drinking them IPA beers that have more liquor in them than a regular beer. And then I came home thinking I was going to be good after a few of those and just had a little buzz. And then I get home and what happens? But my neighbors are outside and they have a whole big old bunch of beer. And they say, hey, would you like a beer? And then we started drinking beer and hanging out. And it just went downhill from there. So then the Hollywood Hick, me, Brent Paris, got drunker than Cootie Brown and stayed up way too late. And now he is doing the hungover edition of the Hollywood Hick. So if I sound a little bit like I'm overhung, it's because I'm overhung. So I'm apologizing, but I'm not apologizing. Sorry, not sorry. Whatever it is people say. So that's that. And we've actually been having a little bit of weather. It even like drizzled out here in Hollywood land last night, which we don't really get too much rain. So whenever it even like gets wet a little bit, everybody gets nuts out here. So I'm sorry for you people covered in snow back on the East Coast, because we actually had some really pretty days. We just got a little bit of drizzle last night, which kind of sucked, because I was going to go do yoga out in the park this morning. But after it rains like that, it's too squishy in the morning. And I'm not about to do squishy yoga on a field. I can't do it anymore. I'm too old for that shit. I have to have pristine conditions for me to go out to the field to do my yoga. But what was I saying? Oh, I was talking about going out to do yoga in the field, which actually I don't need pristine conditions, because if I had pristine conditions, there wouldn't be so many bugs driving me crazy when I'm out there doing it sometimes. It's the trials and tribulations of exercising in the out of doors. Your man smell and your stanky ass yoga mat brings over all the bugs, and so you have to end up swatting bugs away the whole time. And yoga people are all about don't kill critters, so you can't smash the bug or else your yoga teacher will talk shit about you, and she does not hesitate to do it. She won't even let me kill a bug. And I want to kill those bugs, and sometimes when she's not looking, I do try, and occasionally I succeed. So if you're hearing this, Donna, I have not killed any bugs as far as you know, but maybe I've killed a bug or two, but that only the uber annoying ones. Only the uber annoying bugs. Okay. All right. So let's get to talking about what's happening in the world out there, because finally somebody has done something crazy, dramatical, nuts, ridiculous. I can't believe, well, actually I can believe this shit considering who it is, but finally some nonsense to talk about. And unfortunately somebody had to die for it to happen. But in case you're living under a rock somewhere, Suge Knight, you know, the one they think was involved with Tupac's murder and Death Row Records and all that stuff, has like a criminal history from hell. Like, here, I'll tell you what his criminal history is. So we'll do a little backstory before we I tell you that he basically ran over somebody's head and killed him dead. Crazy, right? That is what happened. But leading up to this, like, it's no shocker, because I looked it up on the interwebs, because you know you can find just about anything on the interwebs. But so apparently all his like legal troubles started way back with that Tupac nonsense back in 1996. Knight was sent to prison. I found this on the Page Six website. So Knight Suge was sent to prison for nearly 5 years for badly beating a rival rapper with the rival with rapper Tupac Shakur at a Las Vegas hotel. The beating came shortly before Tupac got shot dead in his car, right? So then that was 1996. So then he went to jail for 5 years. So that was 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Then in 2002, he did not waste no time after he got out of the pokey. Knight was jailed for violating his probation by associating with gang members in Los Angeles, because that's what's going to take down that Chris Brown too, because he was doing that shit and the fucking DA out here is ready to kick his ass. I'm curious to see what happens to the Chris Brown. Oh, and the Lindsay Lohan. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because apparently her shit ain't kosher with the courts either. But so okay, back to Suge. So then in 2002, he was jailed for like hanging out with gang people, and then he gets out, and then in 2003, again, he did not waste any time, went back to jail on a parole violation after punching a parking lot attendant outside of a Hollywood nightclub, which is right down the street from where I live. Right down the street from the Hollywood Hick, where the Florida Room is, where I record the Hollywood Hick for y'all every Tuesday and Friday, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/live. Okay, so then in 2003, he got back to jail for that. Then he gets out, and then in 2005, he is shot in the leg during an MTV Video Music Awards pre-party in Miami. But nobody got arrested, because you know everybody is too scared to talk shit. Everybody is too scared to talk shit about him. So everybody's like, I ain't saying who shot Suge, because, and I ain't going to say who's involved in this, because these people will come and shoot me next, because that's how these mother truckers roll, right? Okay, so then after that, he made it all the way to 2009 before he had any kind of other run-in. But then he was hospitalized in 2009 for treatment of facial injuries following a fight at a hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona. Like, people have it out for him, beating his ass, trying to shoot him, and all this kind of shit. And then I think he like stayed out of trouble for life, but then he was arrested on an outstanding warrant in 2013 and later released after being pulled over for a traffic violation because he wasn't supposed to be driving or some shit, or suspended license. Okay, then just recently, back in 2014, just a few months ago, ahead of the MTV Video Music Awards again, Knight was shot during an altercation at a Hollywood nightclub at a party not affiliated with the cable network. That's what they say here. I love how they put it, not affiliated with the cable network, because MTV would have been like, don't be talking smack, we'll sue. And that did happen just right down the street. I remember when it happened. Down the street, not far from the Hollywood Hick compound and the Florida Room. But whenever these rapper dudes come to town, I'm telling you, people get stabbed and shot down there. It's nuts. Okay, and then now what he has done, this is what he has done. He is being charged with murder. Murder. Because what had happened was, this dumbass, right, he basically shows up to a video shoot for a commercial for something called Straight Outta Compton. Like, Dr. Dre was there, Ice Cube, other rapper guys, and apparently he has a big beef with Dr. Dre that goes way back to when Death Row Records went down. And then, like, Dr. Dre was like, screw you, and left and went to, like, Interscope Records or something. There's always been bad blood. So he goes over there, right? And he's supposed thinking he's going to, like, hash it out with Dr. Dre. And then what happens is he gets told to leave because everybody's like, we don't want your dumb ass here. And so he gets sent away, right? So then his friend, he, like, got into an altercation with someone, went to another place of the video shoot and got into it with a dude who did not like him and was like kind of like fighting him through the wind of his car. So what happened was, he knocks him out the car somehow, and then trying to run that dude over, he knocks him down, and then his buddy comes. His buddy is named Terry Carter, is a friend of Suge's, a good friend apparently from what everything I've read, right? So then Terry Carter is trying to help the dude that Clee Bone Sloan, that's his name, Clee Bone in quotes Sloan, he apparently appeared in Training Day and End of Watch, a couple of movies and stuff, but Terry Carter went to go help him and like get him up and pull him out of the way, when frickin' Suge threw it in reverse, ran over the guys again, ran over Terry Carter's head and killed him dead. And the intended victim apparently was his Clee Bone Cleobone Sloan. That's hard as hell to say, especially when you're overhung from drinking too much the night before. But yeah, so that is what had happened. And then, but before all the like facts started, all the witnesses started to come out. It's like, I love how these people are so stupid. Like Suge's lawyer came out trying to say, oh, and by the way, Suge got taken or gave himself up at the same jail where I have been. I have been incarcerated in that jail before drunken shenanigans. And I got stuck in there too. I should have been in and out like any other stupid drunk thing, right? But no, I get put in there and the computer system crashes. So I am stuck in there for 3 days. I was in there for 3 days longer than I had to be because the computer system took a dump and it took them that long to fix it. It was horrible. It was horrible. I didn't eat. I didn't talk to nobody. When if you ever go to the pokey, if you end up in the jailhouse, let me tell you what you do. You keep to yourself. It's like walking the streets of Hollywood. You don't make eye contact and you don't like cause any trouble. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. But before all of these witnesses came out saying like it's happened, apparently like the thing happened too in front of a restaurant. There were people eating lunch when Suge Knight goes nuts and starts running people over with his car. So before all of the witness shit came out, there's this smarmy ass fucking lawyer dude, James Blatt, was leaving the sheriff's station late last night, early this morning, I reckon, or whatever. But he's trying to play the card like it was all self-defense. So like, let him say it. So I just love how these lawyers talk because this dude is going to have to eat the fuck out of these words. All right, so here is Mr. James Blatt telling us, See, I'm a mess. I'm like hiccuping and I'm a hungover mess. I hope I make it all the way to the end of this program without killing over dead. I swear. Okay, whatever. I digress again. But here is James Blatt, Suge Knight's lawyer, trying to like act like this was fucking some sort of self-defense. Bullshit. Okay, so I will let him say it in his own words. All right, so you want to hear it? Here it go.
The Sheriff's Department is going to conduct a thorough investigation. We feel strongly that Mr. Knight did not do anything wrong in this matter. He was attacked by a number of individuals. That's already been corroborated by certain witnesses. He left the scene because he was in fear for his safety and life. And right now what we're going to do is wait, let the Sheriff's Department conduct their investigation, and I'm confident things are going to work out well for Mr. Knight. There are witnesses that indicate that Mr. Knight was being attacked by a number of men, that they were beating him through the car window, that he was making an effort to leave, and tragically, two individuals were run over and one has expired. The person that did expire was a good friend of Mr. Knight's, and that's a great tragedy. Mr. Knight has voluntarily come forward. He has surrendered. He's providing his vehicle, his phone, and he will be cooperating but working together with everyone in reference to witnesses or things of that nature. I am very confident that the Sheriff's Department will find video, find additional witnesses that will exonerate Mr. Knight, hopefully by Monday or Tuesday.
Well, you want to talk about a motherfucker who talked too soon? That motherfucker would be Mr. James Blatt, attorney at law, dumbass who doesn't bother to like get to the bottom of shit. He just starts spouting out stuff. I hate these people. Like, you don't know. I hate these. I mean, whatever. I needed a defense attorney one time, and I was guilty. But I pretty much said I was guilty. You know, and drunken antics. That's the only thing I ever been in the popo in the pokey for. So don't be like pointing fingers at the Hollywood hick, because you know what Dolly Parton says about judging? Because if you're judging, you're already sinning. And I paid my debt to society, so kiss my ass. So after he goes off and says that shit, right, come to find out, no, it was not him fearing for his life. It was him being fucking straight up nuts, because the law enforcement, namely the police, who have now charged him with murder and put him under $2 million worth of bond, they do not believe Suge Knight intended to run over and kill his friend. They think he tried to kill the other dude. That's what I was telling you. So they think that he was trying to kill the Cleobone Sloan dude, because they've interviewed multiple witnesses who say seemed to be after was that dude. Suge and Bone were in a physical altercation before he threw his truck in reverse. And then witnesses say Suge gunned the car in reverse twice as if to make sure to hit his target. And then basically what he did when Terry Carter tried to help, he ended up getting hit and run over, and his head got run over. That's just horrible. Like, think about a horrible way to go, getting your head run over by Suge Knight's dumbass. Nuts, right? Nuts. Completely nuts. He didn't intend to kill Carter, but he intended to kill the Cleabone Sloan dude. It's just it, so basically what happens is, because if Suge was gunning for Bone, that would constitute a felony and assault with a deadly weapon. Therefore, he could be charged with felony murder, even though his good friend and not Bone was killed. Like, that's how the law works, according to this TMZ website I'm looking at, because, you know, they fucking tell the truth. And they also, like, and like, everybody is coming out now. Now people are like, Suge, you done. We are done with these antics. We're not putting up with this shit anymore. Because, you know, like, when he got shot, like, a few months ago, he got shot six mother trucking times. Six mother trucking times and did not die. And, like, he was, like, pretty much fine after. I mean, it does probably help that he's a very, very large man, because I have seen him before, because I think he goes to where I get my haircut, because I go get my haircut at a place that's kind of like a barbershop out of the movie Barbershop. It's like a real barbershop. And I highly encourage any gentleman who is listening to the Hollywood Hick to not go to some lady salon, but go to a real barber, because they will hook you up with the best haircut ever. And they'll, like, take care of all the hairs the ladies don't want to. They'll, like, clean your ear hairs and everything, because the older you get, that shit starts sprouting everywhere. But whatever, I've seen Suge, I'm pretty sure, hanging out at my barbershop, and I didn't talk to him because I was scared. I will straight up admit, the Hollywood Hick was scared. I was like, I don't want him to even think I said anything wrong, because I do not want Suge be on Suge's bad side. Fuck no. But so now he's sitting up in the pokey. Yeah, so basically what happened was, so he turned himself in, and now he's sitting in there for 2 million. And I watched the video on freaking TMZ of him walking in. He's walking into the sheriff's department all casual and shit with that lawyer, like it's all cool. I'm like, dude, you are fucked on this one, because there are witnesses everywhere that are saying what they saw was what they saw. It's crazy. Like, one dude that I was reading an article where, like, one dude was just said he was just sitting there eating, and then all of a sudden he's like, there was an accident, and then the dude kept riding over. Like, crazy. It's like Suge is going down. Like, they think they've got witnesses to corroborate Suge's story. No. Everything that's been talked about has been corroborating the other people's story, that Suge is straight up nuts. And finally, I think they're going to be able to take his ass down for a long time. With all of his criminal record, they have to take his ass down for a long time. Because even the guy he killed, Terry's family, have come out being like, no, that was fuck. We've talked to people. We know what was going on. Suge knew Terry was there and was so determined to kill Bone that he didn't care and gunned it in reverse, rolling over Terry's head. That's what one of them said. And when they were asked if Suge's explanation that it was an accident, and apparently Terry Carter's relative was like, hell no, it was murder. Like, they know. So fucking Suge finally has done something horrible enough. Like, and that's the thing. Why does it have to come this way? So we have known this dude was a menace forever. He's always been a menace. Everywhere he shows up, it's just trouble everywhere around him. He's a fucking asshole. Complete asshole. He walks around with this entitled attitude, like bankrupted Death Row Records or whatever. It's like, when at some point people need to just quit paying, like, and I'm saying quit paying these people attention, as I have spent 15 minutes talking about this fool, but still, who gives a fuck, right? I can talk about him because I'm supposed to be talking about this shit, but we need to just, like, put him away, forget about his ass, don't even talk about him anymore, just put him away forever. This should be enough. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's pretty fucking premeditated. You're like, oh, hell to the no, done. Fuck you, Suge. I'm probably gonna get beat up and killed and murdered for saying that, but fuck you, that's crazy. Put him away forever. Don't even let his ass back out. I can't even believe his bail is only $2 million. They need to make that shit so high that he can't afford it to get out ever. He needs to stay in there, no bail, until this shit goes to trial, and let him sit in there and fucking rot. And if he's got bad health, good. If anybody deserves bad health, it's you who deserves bad health. I hope them six shots to the gut did some serious damage up in there, and you're just gonna be fucking miserable forever while you rot in the prison with your fucking six bullets to the gut. So yeah, that's how I feel about Suge Knight, y'all, and his nonsense. I can't believe that shit. Run, like, just freaking was like, oh no. And that's the thing. Like, it's the entitled attitude. Like, he's gone through life all this time with this entitled attitude because everybody kissed his ass because he was like had a Death Row Records, but then like total like gangster and everything. And then like he has a warped sense of reality. Like, in his mind, I guarantee you, he thinks that he should have been allowed to do that. Like, that's something that he should just be allowed to do whenever he wants to. You piss me off, you come at me and try to like call me out on my bullshit, punch at me, do all this stuff and like whatever, but I'm gonna, like, you can come at me with fists, I'm gonna come at you with a deadly weapon. That's how he is, and he thinks that he's thoroughly justified in it. You can tell by his swagger as he walks in smoking a damn cigarette that he puts out on a tree before he goes into the jailhouse. Bullshit. Bull mother trucking shit. That's what I call on that. Nonsense. I can't stand that dude. He drives me nuts. So that's what's happening in Shook. So that's a breaking news out of Hollywood right now. Finally, something good to talk about. Actually, a couple of good things to talk about. Another one is because our buddy, I wouldn't even say good buddy, that's just a bad word for it. But apparently, somebody is starting to like figure out that everybody is kind of starting to get onto his antics and his nonsense and doesn't really want to have to put up with it anymore or pay it any attention, because I feel like things are kind of slipping for him. And now he's starting to realize I maybe shouldn't have been such a little shithead for the last couple of years. But little old Justin Bieber's went on the Ellen show the other day. Another freaking two-faced can dish it out but can't take it person, because apparently what I understand, Ellen is like an insufferable, miserable bitch of a person behind the scenes. Like, she's like really happy and fun when the cameras are on, but as soon as the camera's off, she is a miserable see you next Tuesday, from what I understand. But whatever, Bieber was on there for her birthday as like a surprise, and he comes out looking like the kid off of fucking Saved by the Bell, by the way. What's his name? Like, I don't know, the one, the blonde, Mark Paul Gosselaar or whatever, back in the Saved by the Bell days. Like, it's pretty much spitting image. I recommend y'all looking that up. But he comes out, right, and gives a really kind of a shitty interview where he's just sort of like, meh, blah, blah. I get nervous talking in front of people, which I get, but it's like, after this amount of time, you should be able to like get through a 4-minute interview on Ellen without kind of looking like a sort of a douche nozzle who doesn't really want to be there and try to blame it on everybody else. But so afterwards, he, because on the show, he also tries to say how, like, he's like, feels bad for what he's doing, he's going to change his ways. I'll believe that shit when I see it. And then, because, you know, like, if shit, like, when you're, like, sitting on top, and now all of a sudden, because, honestly, he's another, like, I broke the fuck up with his ass a while ago. I used to champion him. Like, that first album of his, I loved it. It was good pop music. That baby song is good. Good pop music, right? And then he got all the fame and everything, and it all went to his head. And I kept telling everybody, it's like, nah, this kid's going to come out the other side. All right. He's like got a good head on his shoulders. He's got good people behind him. He's actually talented. He plays instruments. He writes some stuff. He can dance and all of that stuff. And he actually can sing. So it's like, going to come out of this cool. He's going to like buck the trend. Well, fucking who was wrong? The Hollywood mother trucking hick. That's who was wrong. Completely wrong. Because he douche nozzled out like nobody's business. Throwing eggs in houses, pissing in janitor buckets, which is one of the lowest ones. It's like, that was pretty freaking low and unfriendly and untoward, and a bunch of others. Just no manners. It's just no manners. It's indicative of a lot of people nowadays. I don't know where the hell manners went, but people just lost the ability to engage and have them. I don't get it. It's like, manners is a lost art. When I see a parent who actually forces manners upon their child, I am so excited and taken aback, because so many people today do not make their children have manners. They just let them run around like little wild children. And one day I'm going to snap and put my foot up one of them children's ass, and I'll probably be in the pokey with the fucking Shug because I put my foot up a kid's ass because his parents wouldn't reel his ass in when they needed to. And I blame the parents, but of course they'll blame me. But his little shithead self, the Justin Bieber's, then puts out a video where he's like telling people how he's sorry for the way he acted and blah, 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 and how he's going to, yeah, whatever. Instead of me recanting it, here, just listen to this, where he's trying to sound all sad and pitiful to get like the sympathy vote, which he probably will, damn it. But I don't buy a word of this shit, by the way. I don't buy one word that is coming out of the Biebs' mouth. And any believers out there, whatever the hell you call yourselves, y'all believe this line of bullshit, then that just means you're fucking lemmings and you're falling in to exactly what they want you to fall into. It's exactly what it comes down to. Like, you're doing exactly what they want you to do by now feeling sorry for him And so that when his next album comes out, people are, don't try to remember all of the horrible antics and like the stupid shit he was doing, where he was like getting arrested for drunk driving and egging people's houses and driving fast up and down the street with his like stupid little rapper friends, Lil Twist or whatever his name was, that was bad influence. If the kid's turning his life around and gonna do good from now on and be nice, good. I'll believe it when I see the shit. But I don't buy a word of this. So if he proves me wrong down the road, fine. But I already broke the fuck up with his ass a while ago because I don't put up with that shit. Just like Marky goddamn Mark. I don't give a shit. You start pulling some of that shit, then it's going to take a lot more to win me over than a fucking apology, which Marky Mark didn't even do, because Marky Mark is a dick, actually a little dicked motherfucker, and I have that on good authority. Fuck you, Marky Mark. Broke the fuck up. You are the perennial broke the fuck up motherfucker. And the thing about pisses me off about that is I kind of liked that Ted movie you were in with the teddy bear, and now I can't watch Ted number two because I know what a dickhead you are. So that's that. But whatever. Here is the frickin' Biebs. Me and these damn tangents, right? But here is the Biebs trying to sound all pitiful and sad to get the sympathy vote out of all the like stupid people who have kind of told him to fuck off over the last couple of few months because he's been a little fucking douche nozzle shithead that everybody needs to break the fuck up with anyway. Okay, so here it is. Justin Bieber, whiny little shit, trying to get our heartstrings going. And I ain't buying it. And if you do, you're an idiot. All right, here we go. Want to hear it? Here it go.
So I just wanted to make a video because I wanted to express how I feel right now. So today I was on Ellen, and it was a lot of fun. She's amazing. It was her birthday. Happy birthday, Ellen. But I was really nervous, and I think I was nervous because I was afraid of what people are thinking about me right now. It's been a minute since I've been in a public appearance, and I didn't want to come off arrogant or conceited, or basically how I've been acting the past year and a half. And I was, I'm not who I was pretending to be. And, why I say pretending is often we pretend to be something we're not as a cover up of what we're truly feeling inside. And, there was a lot of feelings going on in there. Just being young and growing up in this business is hard. It's growing up in general is hard. But yeah, I felt awkward up there. I felt like people were judging me. And I really want people to know how much I care about people, and how I'm not that person to say I don't give a fuck, you know? I'm not that kid. I'm the person who genuinely cares, and although what's happened in the past has happened, I just want to make the best impression on people and be kind and loving and gentle and soft. And although people can call me a softie, that's how my mom raised me.
Poor thing. Somebody call the wambulance. Screw you, douche nozzle. I don't buy a word of it. I think, honestly, this is what I think. He's like, I got a lot of feelings going on in there. You didn't give a shit about anybody else's feelings when you were pissing in freaking janitor's buckets, egging your neighbor's house, driving your neighbors crazy, going up and down the street. You didn't give a shit. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But then the thing that kills me, that bugs me the most, he's like, I felt like everybody was judging me. This is one of the few times I'm going to have to rescind or not pay attention to whatever the word I'm looking for. But it's, I am going to ignore the greatest person to ever live's advice to where you can't judge because you're already sinning. Because yes, people were judging your ass, because you know why? You were giving them more than enough reason to judge your ass. I felt like I was being judged. Yes, you were being judged. You're still being judged. You're being judged right now because you put yourself in a position to be judged. That's exactly what you did. You didn't really give people any other option than to be like, this dude just keeps doing douchey thing after douchey thing after douchey thing. And really what I think you're upset about is that people are finally, the only thing you care about is that people have finally starting to be over you and all of your nonsense. They're like, I can't support this anymore. And now you're starting to feel it. And now you're trying to get all butthurt about it and being like all sad. Mwah. I'm not really like that. Mwah. I've been acting out. Mwah. You don't know my feelings. Screw you and your feelings. You know what? Buck up. Be a freaking real person and quit being a douche nozzle, period. You want to fix it, then fix it. Good. I hope you do, but I honestly don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to last until you people forget a little bit and you try to act nice, and then you're going to douche nozzle out again, probably even worse than you already have, because you're going to hit 21 soon. You're just going to be, and then whatever, you've been running around drinking and smoking weed all this time anyway, and I can't judge anybody for doing that, because I discovered the joys of alcohol at a very young age myself. But I grew up in the South, and that's what we do. And it was a different time back then in the 80s, I reckon, when I discovered the delicious joy that is booze and booze related products. But, That's a story for a different day as well. But yeah, I'm over this Justin Bieber shit. I'm over it. Like, don't give me your sob story now after, like, nobody likes me anymore. You know why they don't like you anymore? Because you're being a dick. And people generally just don't like dicks, okay? A few people do, because they're also dicks. And they want to justify their dickness by being associated with a royal, beet red, throbbing peckerhead, which is Justin Mother Trucking Bieber. Fuck you. Broke the fuck up with you a long time ago, and it's a good thing I did, because if I had to break up with you now, it would not be, I would be worse. I would be saying worse things than I am right now. So screw you, Bieber. Screw you. But you want me to tell you who I am broke the fuck up with? Because this is some bullshit right here. This is some bullshit. Y'all know who Sherry Shepherd is. She was on The View for a while. She's a black comedian. And she was on The View for a while. And a little bit dumb, because if I remember right, like, there was a point in the show where, like, she literally thought the world was flat. Like, a freaking 30-something pushing 40-year-old woman thought the world was flat and that she could fall off the edge. I mean, that's just plain ignorance. Just dumb. And if I remember right, she was always kind of saying some dumb shit. And but apparently what she has done, because she got married a while back, and then now she's going through a nasty divorce, I think, with this new husband, right? And with this husband. And they decided to have a surrogate child, like another child. They did. So this woman, they hire her to be the surrogate parent, you know, to like carry the baby and then give it to them when it's over. Well, during the course of this woman being pregnant, her name is Jessica Bartholomew. So during the course of Jessica being pregnant with this kid that she's like supposed to be handing over to Sherry and her husband, when this is all over and done with, but Sherry decides to kick the husband to the curb for whatever reason. And then decided at that time, too, she don't want that baby no more. So now what she's done is she's basically stuck this poor Jessica chick with the baby that she was supposed to have. When Jessica wasn't prepared for this, like, Jessica was going to carry the baby, get paid, give it to her so the kid would actually have a much better life, everything, because Sherry's got a lot of money and she's able to take care of the kid. But now Sherry don't want nothing with the kid because she's pissed off at her husband. His name's Lamar Sally. And while they're going through this divorce. So somebody sat down with this poor Jessica Bartholomew, and we're asking her about it. And so, like, it is, I feel for this poor chick. They're like, how, like, what is your life like now that Sherry Shepherd will not take credit for this baby and will not, like, support it? Like, basically what has happened is she says, it affected me a lot. I'm now listed as a non-custodial parent in California. And she has a child support case coming against her now, because if you're on the birth certificate, then they expect you to have, like, support the kid, right? And also they asked her, like, what has life been since Sherry freaking just bailed, completely bailed, apparently, like, just bailed. She does say to Jessica went on saying, like, she doesn't want to be a part of the baby's life. She's like, now I have to pick up the slack with my name being on the birth certificate, a non-custodial parent, medical bills. I'm still considered the mother of a child that's not mine. Like, I agree with her. Like, this chick has got completely right. She goes on, she goes, like, I'm angry with Sherry because she never once contacted me to tell me what was happening. It was kind of like I was left out in the cold. Like, Sherry Shepherd just bailed. Didn't even say boo to a bitch. Did not even say boo to a bitch and just bailed on her. And then, and she's also, she goes, and she's like, she would, like, apparently Sherry would call up and check on her during the first part of the pregnancy. But at week 20, she just was donezo. No mice. Like, got, like, no more contact, no nothing, just nonsense, right? And so they were like, what would you ask her? She's like, I would ask Sherry, why did she do that? Did she think it was okay to do something like that? I just don't understand how she can act like this baby is non-existent. It just blows my mind, and it blows my mind too. And this is all while Sherry's just off busy taping a new TV Land sitcom called The Soul Man or something with Niecy Nash and Cedric the Entertainer, which I might have to watch because I love Niecy Nash. She was on Reno 911. She played Rainisha and with the big ass. And it's one of my favorite shows of all time. Complete. Funniest, one of the funniest shows ever. I loved Reno 911. But yeah, fuck you, Sherry Shepherd. We are broke the fuck up. I used to think you were funny. I used to love you on 30 Rock when you would come on because you played Tracy's wife. You were hysterical. That whole episode where you had your own reality TV show is one of the funniest episodes of 30 Rock. I loved it. And you know what now? I can't support you anymore because you're a bitch and you're a heartless bitch on top of it. It's just awful. Like, you don't do this kind of shit to people. You don't just like up and when it's a kid. Like, I can understand if she was like carrying around like some hot dogs for you or something you decided you didn't want anymore, you know, but like, it's a fucking kid, or like, I don't get it. It's like, what? I would be suing the shit out of her. I'm sure she probably is, but I would be suing the pants off that bitch, and I would be screaming from every rooftop how horrible she was. I would be talking to freaking TMZ. I'd be talking to Entertainment Tonight. I'd be talking to anybody who would listen. I'd do articles on the Huffington Post. Anybody who would listen to me, I would be hollering from every rooftop. I'd go outside of anything she was working to hold up a sign being like, this bitch is a low-life degenerate, won't take care of her responsibilities, shunned put everything off on somebody else. Broke the fuck up, Sherry Shepherd. You know what? I used to think you were funny and I really liked you. And you know what? Now I see what kind of person you really are. A freaking self-entitled, see you next Tuesday, and we are broke the fuck up. And that's that. What? Say something, Sherry. Fuck you, bitch. Whatever. I'm just going on a roll today. This is what happens when I'm hungover. I get all hostile and riled up. But these people annoy the shit out of me. Suge Knight, he should have been in jail a long time ago. All the antics he's done. Stupid Bieber. Wah. Fuck you, Bieber. I'm over your nonsense. And Sherry frickin' Shepherd, kiss my ass. Kiss my ass! Whitney Houston style. We are broke the fuck up. I can't believe, like, that kind of stuff. It's just, there's no place for it. And, like, from what I understand, too, her husband, ex-husband, I don't know if they're officially divorced yet or not, but apparently it's a really nasty divorce because she was, like, the one who made all the money. I don't think he had very much money. But I think he's kind of, like, involved with the kid. So he's, like, on the up and up. So now I'm on Lamar's side. Fuck you, Sherry. I'm with Lamar. Whatever. I can't talk about this anymore. It makes me nuts. But let's talk about something a little bit lighter that makes me laugh my ass off. Because I'm apparently compelled to talk about pussies here on the Hollywood Hick more than I would really like to sometimes. But what happened was last week, our last episode was the Tuesday episode. I was telling y'all about how Brandi Glanville off of the Beverly Hills Housewives was talking smack about that Joanna Krupa, saying that she had a stinky snatch and you could smell it from across the room and like she had it on good authority, blah, blah, blah. And she just went and quit saying it. And this Krupa chick is like suing her for defamation. But it's like, what are you going to do? Like, have people come up and be like, take a whiff of my snatch. Tell me what you think. I don't know. I'm sure she's probably cleaned it up by now, or at least I would hope so. But I have personally smelled one, and it's not a pleasant smell. And it enters the room before they do if there's like a rotten snatch coming. And I'm sorry to go this disgusting and horrible, but it's the truth. But what I'm getting at here is this chick, who I can't believe I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about her because it's ridiculous and I get to make fun of her. Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow, Goopy herself, has been telling everybody that the best thing ever that she loves to do every time she comes to Los Angeles, out here to the Hollywood Hick land, to the land of the Florida Room, is she likes to go and get her pussy steamed. Yeah, that's what you do. It's called a mugwort V-steam. And you get it at this salon out here somewhere, some fancy like salon out in Santa Monica. And basically what you do is you sit on what is essentially a mini throne, and a combination of infrared and mugwort steam cleanses your uterus et al. I can't stand how this chick talks and writes. It is an energetic release, not just a steam douche, that balances female hormone levels. If you're in LA, you have to do it. Look, let me tell you something. You do not have to do it. Do not go out and steam your clam. Nobody needs that. Personally, I prefer my fish fried. I couldn't wait to tell that joke. It's horrible and juvenile, but it's true. Actually, I don't go down there anymore. I've tried it. I did the good college try. I tried the ladies. It was not for me. And there's a lot of people that it's for, and that's wonderful, but it was not for me. But apparently, from what I'm reading on the interweb, I think it's on the Daily Beast. Yeah, it's on the Daily Beast website where I found this story. But it's been on a whole bunch of places. Everybody's been talking about her steaming her snatch. So ridiculous. Steamed clams. Like, this woman, these are some of the people that just need to go away. Go away. Gwyneth Paltrow, one, is boring as hell. She is on my list of people who, if they're in a movie, I will not watch that movie unless it's a superhero movie. Like, I put up with her in Iron Man just because I like superhero movies and all the spectacle outweighs her boringness. But apparently, this is what this says. Like, basically, this doctor person that they talked to on the website is like, let's start with the idea that one's uterus needs cleaning. And apparently, it's like they make a comment too about, and they're distracted by that et al thing. Like, yeah, like, uterus et al. Does she mean her asshole? Does she get her asshole steamed too? Because if I read more into the story, they have a man version, which is basically a steam cleaning of your asshole. I don't know why you do. I think some baby wipes would probably get the same job done. And if you need it warm, you could probably like warm them up a little bit, throw them in the microwave. Don't get it too hot before you go putting a baby, freshly microwaved baby wipe to your butt, to your butthole. But yeah, they sit on this throne, get the steam shoved up them, and apparently it's not very good for you. It's like really, they're like saying it's really bad for you. It's really, really bad for you to go get your snatch steam. Like, I don't understand. Like, this woman, and as soon as she said conscious uncoupling when she broke up with what's his name, Chris Martin. Another boring person. I see him running around. And he's running around with Jennifer Lawrence, who I like a lot, too. And they're like dating or running around now. But it's just ridiculous. It's like eye-rolling the shit that comes out of these people's mouths. You know, I just can't. Basically, I just can't. So, ladies, do not go out and get your clam steamed, okay? It's not good for you. I just don't understand. Like, why would you want hot steam going up? It seems like it would burn. Like, steam can burn, right? So, it has to be a certain heat for it to, like, make steam. So, then you're basically, like, burning your... I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. I don't get these people. All these stupid, entitled assholes. Just stop it, Gwyneth. Stop it. Goopy McGoopalot, just stop. Do us all a favor and shut the fuck up for 5 minutes. That's like they said on Mob Wives the other day. Like, I love Mob Wives. Like, Big Ange was pissed off at Renee, like they were going at it tooth and nail. And Big Ange was like, I'm going to break her fucking jaw so I'll have to wire it shut for 6 weeks so I don't have to listen to her. And I agree with her 100%. Somebody needs to break Gwyneth Paltrow's jaw so that we don't have to listen to her for 6 weeks. But the problem is she'd probably start typing everything in her same freaking horrible, entitled, just gross way of talking and doing things. Screw you, Gwyneth. Screw you and your steamed clams. Bye-bye. So, speaking of another lady who is making me laugh these days, because apparently our good buddy Miss Lindsay Lohan, you know, she has been in trouble with the law a lot, like, and getting all kind of like favors and like preferential treatment. I so wish she was like going up for having to go to court in China, like they do her like Jackie Chan's kid, throw her ass in jail for a while and make her let her have to think about the fucking shit she had done. But apparently, because, you know, she's been trying to live over in London across the pond because nobody wants her over here anymore. So she tried her like luck over across the pond. Right. So she's over there and she's supposed to be doing her community service that she still owes. And because apparently, like, by last Wednesday of this week, she was supposed to have all this stuff done. And she had like 15 days to go. And only, like, from what I read, if it was correct, she only had like 15 days worth on a Thursday or like a Friday or something, and then they were due on Wednesday. So I don't know how she's going to do 15 days in like a couple of few days. I don't get it. But apparently what these stupid Brits tried to let her do and give away, it's like she did meet and greets after her shitty play Speed the Plow, and then they also had her like have kids follow her around on like a work sort of thing, where like they can see. But the thing is, she wasn't working. So like, what do? They just follow her around shopping? Did they follow her around smoking cigarettes? Did they follow her around looking like a 50-year-old woman when she's only like 23 or 4 or 7 or however fucking old? She ain't 30 yet, and she looks older than I am, or I do, and that's just not attractive. It's not attractive. But apparently, the prosecutor out here named Terry White is indignant over that over like the community service organization, let her do ridiculous shit to get her hours, her credit. Like 70 hours or more of it is work shadowing experience. That's what they call it. Work shadowing experience. And like what I'm reading right here is like pretty incredible since she hasn't worked that whole time. So whatever. And then Sean Holly, her lawyer, who's like one of those like celebrity lawyers out here, who she's got kind of a smug attitude and I don't really like her. But she told, like, I hate that when they take the, she just, her client merely did what she was told to do by the community service organization. Then you know what, Sean Holly? You failed at your job as her lawyer. Because you know what you should have been doing? You should have been checking that shit out, saying, what are you going to have her do? I don't want this to come back and bite us in the ass on the flip side, because I'm dealing with people on one side of the pond and the other side of the pond. So you know what, Sean Holly? Before you try to go and point your finger at the community service organization, how about you do your motherfucking job? How about we do that? How about you do your job and find out what it is going to have her do? So then you can say, like, hey, you know, that's probably not going to fly with the courts on our side of the pond, because they don't think that that's a fitting community service. Like, community service should be work. She should actually have to work. She should actually have to push a broom, pick up trash, do something like that. That is what you should have to be doing. Like I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. So apparently this chick, Terry White, is out for blood, and she's like, no, I want her probation revoked. She has to go back to court in February sometime, I think, like a couple of weeks into February. And I hope they do a Chris Brown on her and take away all that community service and make her have to, one, redo it, and two, she should spend some time in the pokey and think about her fucking entitled way that she goes about shit and the way she thinks she should get preferential treatment, because these people drive me completely nuts. I hate these people. They drive me crazy. That's why I have to read stories about people who make me feel better about myself, because people like this make me nuts. 110% nuts. I can't stand it, and I can't stand him. That is from one of my all-time favorite movies, Singing in the Rain. Lena Lamont, she's so fucking awesome. If you've never seen that movie, you should go out and see it right now. But since I referenced this, let's just get into it, because I've kind of been ranting. I'm hungover. I feel like hell hit at 150, and I need to talk about some people that make me feel better about myself, because, you know, I like to feel better about myself. And so I went over to the TMZ. That's where I get my celebrity nonsense news. I went over to the Smoking Gun, because I actually was like, I have not clicked on that in several days. And I am so glad I did, because people are nuts. And, you know, I have talked about how I have a little bit of the road rage sometimes. I'm working through it. I'm trying to be better about it. But there's this chick, and this comes out of my home state of North Carolina in Randolph County, which is probably about an hour and a half north of where I grew up, maybe 2 hours. And I think there's a town called Asheboro up there somewhere. But this chick, her name is Kristen Lee Phillips, 40-year-old woman who should know better. But apparently the woman that was driving in front of her was not going fast enough for her, and she went into blackout road rage, the road blackout rage, right? And she's like, goes around her, because what had happened, because if you listen to the video, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's just a lot of showing, but I'm going to play you a clip of it when the woman goes nuts, when Kristen Lee Phillips goes nuts. I'm going to play that in just a sec. But what had happened, what it seems like to me is, now, in North Carolina, let me tell you, like, little towns like to fuck you over with their speed limit shit. You'll be going on along a road that's 55 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden you'll hit a little town who drops it down to, like, 35 just because they want to be able to write a shit ton of tickets. That's what happens. Like, there's a place, like, whenever I had to drive from the town I grew up in out to the beach, the way that we went, there was, like, honestly, you'd be flying along, and then you'd have to go slow, and then flying along and go slow. And they would sit out there and just pick people off left and right. You would see cops basically pick somebody up one way, see them, they'd come in, turn around, go get them, and then they'd stop, get somebody. It was just a complete cycle, just kept going. So this chick who was driving in front of Kristen Lee Phillips, making her go cuckoo bananas, was driving the speed limit, because she probably knew that if you don't drive the speed limit, you're going to get a ticket from these crazy people. So Kristen Lee goes around, right, and she cuts her off, goes around, cuts her all off, and then gets in front of her and starts just stopping in the middle of the road. And then she'll go again, and then she'll stop in the middle of the road, just being a bitch, just being a stone-cold bitch. And then for whatever reason, and I can't figure it out from looking at the video, because the woman that was behind her started doing a video. She called 911 so she'd have a record of this, and she's smart. And she's also got a kid in the car. The woman's doing all this shit while there's a kid in the car. Her name's Destiny, because you can hear it on the video at one point. But The kid goes nuts. So what happens is the woman, Kristen Lee Phillips, stops in the middle of the street like an idiot. And as many road rage moments as I have, I generally stay in my car and just holler at people to make myself feel better. Occasionally I yell out the window because I can't stop myself. It just comes out. I can't stop it, right? But she stops the car, gets out, and then charges at this poor woman who has a kid in the car who starts freaking out and starts being, okay, whatever. Here, this is Kristen Lee Phillips losing her mind, trying to get into the window. Like the woman's rolling up the window as Kristen Lee comes up to the car, and she like tries to get in and like pull the window down. It's nuts. But this here is a clip of Kristen Lee Phillips losing her mind, and this will make you feel better about yourself because you are not her. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go.
Stop it.
Yeah, and that shit just keeps going. Like, it keeps on going. It's a horrible clip, by the way. Sorry. As I was posting, that's a horrible clip because that kid starts wailing. I cut out a lot of the kid wailing, by the way, just for y'all. They don't say the Hollywood hick never does anything for you. I had to cut it out because the wailing was too much. But basically, stupid Kristen Lee, who is now arrested, by the way, because this is all on video, and she got charged with assault and battery, communicating threats, and injury to personal property because she's, like, banging on the window going nuts. And then you can't hear it at the end. Like, it's like she finally goes back to her car and she like stands in the middle of the road doing a double middle finger like fuck you all in front of however young Destiny. She has to be a young child because the kid freaks the hell out at this crazy woman who freaking comes at him. She's like, oh, she's 40 years old. The woman that she came after was 62. So maybe it was a grandma that had her, like, the kid in the car. Who knows? But good thing for the 62-year-old woman to videotape this woman because now Kristen Lee Phillips is all over the interwebs. She's going to have to go to court, and everybody's going to know exactly what a raging bitch-ass bitch this woman is. So job well done, Kristen. Thanks for making me feel better about myself. You are the straight-up bomb, sister. You are the bomb. And, while we're talking about crazy ladies on the road, here's another story I found. And funnily, that's not even a fucking word. Hysterically, we'll go with that. Hysterically, neither of these came out of Florida. Who would have thought? This other one is from somewhere near Pittsburgh called Aliquippa, something like that. Aliquippa. Aliquippa. And this could not be any more appropriate, but it happened in Beaver County. But in Beaver County, a Beaver County woman is facing DUI charges and allegedly refused to put on pants following an accident. So basically what happened was the police show up to this scene of an accident, and everything got a little bizarre because there's this woman. Her name is Justine King. She's 33. She was still in her car when the cops show up, right? Airbags are off. She'd wrecked into something. And she was naked from the waist down, and her pants were found underneath the pedal. And additionally, King was sitting on an empty bottle of alcohol. Now, I'm hoping she was sitting on it and not trying to have herself with it, because if she was trying to have herself with a bottle of booze while she was driving down the road, and that's what caused her to crash, which is how I kind of hope the story went down, because that would be so much more hysterical. But she wouldn't get out. She wouldn't put her pants on. She wouldn't quit sitting on the liquor bottle. So the cops try to, like, pull her out of the car, and they drag her out like they had to. And she's probably screaming the whole time, some kind of brutality or whatever. But if she had cooperated, she wouldn't have to deal with this because she's obviously in trouble, right? So they put her in the police cruiser. She kicks out the window. I love these people who get in there and then kick out the windows. They go all straight up 100% nuts, start kicking shit out. So they took good old Justine to the Heritage Valley Beaver Hospital. I swear, it could not be better named. She had her beaver out in Beaver County, right? I mean, your jokes write their fucking selves. But she refused a drug test, and she wouldn't put her pants on even at the hospital. And so now she's got a preliminary hearing next month, and she's facing a list of charges including DUI, open lewdness, and resisting arrest. So thank you, Justine King, for making me feel better about myself, because anytime I've ever been involved with the popo, at least I know to not kick out a window. I try to keep my pants on, and I'm not having myself with a liquor bottle. That's the truth, y'all. And that's also all the time we got for the Hollywood Hick. I got in a couple of these here, make me feel better, so I'll save the rest for next time for the Tuesday episode that you'll be able to find on the Crab Diving Network at www.crabdiving.com/live if you want to hear it when it's happening. On the 7s or on the 10s, depending on which coast you're on. 7 on the west, 10 on the east. And follow me on the Twitters at Brent Paris, 2 R's in Paris, make that shit fancy. Instagrams too. I'm going to be starting up a new Twitter called the Hollywood Hick. You can be able to follow that on the H-Wood Hick. They won't let me use Hollywood Hick because it's too long or something, so I had to shorten it. So it's the H-Wood Hick, the H-Wood Hick on the Twitters as well. So I hope everybody has a good one. Keep listening to all the programming here on the Crab Diving Network, and y'all be good. I'll see y'all later, okay? Doodle-am, doodle-am, doo, bitches. Bye-bye.
Lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg, now. Great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg.